When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore, some great poet once said. I'm Jim Cunningham. This concert from Heinz Hall concludes with Aus Italien by Richard Strauss. Our journey to Italy with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Victor de Sabata guest conductor Gianandrea Noseda. German composer Richard Strauss was just 22 years old when he wrote his first symphonic tone poem from Italy, Aus Italien. In 1886, he had some free time before starting a new conducting job in Munich, his hometown. Inspired by hearing Johannes Brahms talk about his memories of Italy, Strauss made a grand tour through Verona, Bologna, Rome, Naples, Florence, and picturesque small towns. Aus Italien was the first of Richard Strauss' groundbreaking series of orchestral tone poems, which includes Don Juan, Death and Transfiguration, Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks, Thus Spoke Zarathustra, Don Quixote, A Hero's Life, Symphonia Domestica, and an Alpine Symphony. Aus Italien was the only tone poem with a description by Strauss himself. He wrote about each of the four scenes. First, in the country. This prelude reproduces the mood experienced by the composer at the sight of the broad Roman Campagna bathed in sunlight, as seen from the Villa d'Este at Tivoli. Second, we're amid the ruins of Rome. Fantastic images of vanished glory, feelings of melancholy and grief amid the brilliant sunshine of the present. Number three, we're on the shore at Sorrento. Tone painting captures the tender music of nature, the rustling of the wind in the leaves, bird song, and all the delicate voices of nature, the distant murmur of the sea, from which a solitary song reaches the beach. And we close Aus Italien with Neapolitan folklife, the principal theme well known as a Neapolitan folk song. Strauss was mistaken here. The familiar Finiculi Finicula was composed by Luigi Denza. As music director of the Teatro Regio Torino, Gianandrea Noseda has conducted many opera productions, including Salome, directed by Robert Carson, Massenet's Thais, which is available on DVD, and Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov, directed by Andrei Konchalovsky, which is also on DVD from Opus Arte. Johannes Brahms told Richard Strauss as a young man, "You should see Italy."
That is true, and he's a very young Strauss composing this Aus Italien from Italy. To be honest, is Italy from the point of view of a not Italian. I have to say that because, and sometimes it's better because a foreigner can get different elements from my country, which we take for granted because, you know, you walk in any street and you find a statue of the Virgin Mary or you see a painting somewhere. So we have a open-air museum in Italy. But for a foreigner point of view, coming there to see these things is just fantastic. And most important, he could not only describe the image of Italy, but the smell of Italy. So the third piece on the shores of Sorrento, you can really feel the jasmine, the roses, the smell of the flowers, the smell of the sea, the salty water of the sea. And you can feel this this temperature, which is not hot, is not cold in spring, when everything is re-burning again. And you could get this writing the music in a spectacular way.
Now, here is guest conductor Gianandrea Noseda to close this Pittsburgh Symphony concert with Aus Italien by Richard Strauss.
Thank you.
The symphonic fantasy Aus Italien, From Italy, by Richard Strauss, quoting popular Neapolitan songs, including Funiculi Funicula, which turned out to be not a folk song, as Strauss believed. Composer Luigi Denza's lawyers made Strauss pay for his mistake. Italian maestro Gian Andrea Noseda, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra's Victor De Sabata guest conductor, led this performance from Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh's Cultural District. After 2 weeks with the Pittsburgh Symphony, Maestro Noseda conducted an all-Rachmaninoff concert with the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. Then he was off to conduct the Cleveland Orchestra at Severance Hall, and he returned to conduct the BBC Manchester Orchestra, followed by a visit to the Teatro Reggio in April of 2013 with a production of Verdi's Don Carlo, a travel to Paris in concert form. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast began with Ravel's Piano Concerto for the Left Hand, featuring pianist Benjamin Hochmann, followed by the Pittsburgh premiere of Victor De Sabata's La Notte di Platon, Plato's Night. Richard Strauss was a special favorite of guest conductor Victor De Sabata. Gian Andrea Noseda holds the Victor De Sabata guest conductor chair with the Pittsburgh Symphony. De Sabata's family has carried forward his musical and artistic legacy. His daughter Elena is a film screenwriter. She's married to conductor Aldo Ciccato, who was also De Sabata's pupil. De Sabata's granddaughter Isabella De Sabata is married to conductor John Elliott Gardner. De Sabata's grandson, Cristiano Ciccato, the son of Eliana, is a former student of CAD pioneer John Fraser and worked for architects Frank Gehry and Zaha Hadid. De Sabata's conducting style is said to have combined the fiery temperament, iron control, and technical precision of Toscanini with greater spontaneity and attention to orchestral color. He was exceptionally demanding of his players. According to one musician, "Those eyes and ears missed nothing. The players had been made to work harder than ever before, and they knew that, without having been asked to play alone, they had been individually assessed." Norman Lebrecht describes De Sabata as a musician whose mild manners turned to raging fury whenever he took the stick in hand. There are only a handful of recordings of De Sabata's work with the Pittsburgh Symphony in the years 1948 till 1952. Here is A Great Night at the Syria Mosque, November 25, 1949, captured on a broadcast transcription by the Galloway Recording Company of McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and archived by Pittsburgh Symphony violinist Al Hertz. It was Richard Strauss, Don Juan, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Victor De Sabata conducting. Thank you. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra on November 25, 1949 at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh. You heard Richard Strauss' Don Juan with Victor de Sabata conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony. Richard Strauss' Don Juan, his tone poem written in 1888, was first conducted by the composer. The premiere took place on the 11th of November, 1889 with the Orchestra of the Weimar Opera, where Richard Strauss served as court Kapellmeister. Gian Andrea Noseda was with us this week at Heinz Hall, ending his concert with Richard Strauss from Italy. Noseda's stock has risen rapidly at the Metropolitan Opera, where he's a regular guest, on record, where he's made an extensive series of recordings for the Shandos label, and here at Heinz Hall, where he is the Victor de Sabata guest conductor appearing each season. Gian Andrea Noseda turned up not too long ago at the New York Stock Exchange, appearing live on CNBC's Closing Bell with Maria Bartiromo, where they discussed the financial health of the Italian opera houses in the wake of the Eurozone financial crisis.
Something that's now old news for you, but I wanted to ask you about it. You were on network television last year at the opening bell of the Stock Exchange in New York,
and it was
carried on CNBC, if I remember correctly. What was the occasion?
The occasion was the crisis in Italy connected with the opera houses and the music world. And Maria Bartiromo was very interested in that. I was very shocked, very surprised to be invited to explain what we are suffering in Italy from the crisis, so the cuts of the government and the public money, so how you can keep the quality high without the usual money you expect from the government. You have just to ask people, if you like what we do, help us.
Gian Andrea Noseda talking about his appearance on CNBC's Closing Bell with Maria Bartiromo when the two gathered at the New York Stock Exchange. Italian Niccolo Paganini was born in Genoa. He struck gold with his amazing violin virtuosity and composing. He played the viola and the guitar. Paganini invested in some tremendous instruments. He owned a Guarneri as a teenager. It was given to him by a wealthy Italian businessman who was impressed with Paganini's playing. Later, Paganini owned a dozen instruments made by Amati and Stradivarius. Here was a great Paganini night from 1968 at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh with Itzhak Perlman playing the Paganini Concerto. Henry Mazur conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. Violin Concerto No. 1 by Niccolo Paganini. The D Major Concerto played by Itzhak Perlman with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by Henry Mazur. That performance took place on the 19th of April 1968 at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh. Henry Mazur was born in the city. He was a protege of Fritz Reiner, conducted the Wheeling Symphony Orchestra for a decade from 1948 to 1958, then conducted the Florida Symphony in Orlando. In 1966, he was appointed associate conductor with William Steinberg and the Pittsburgh Symphony. As a last-minute fill-in for Steinberg at Carnegie Hall in New York, he came to the attention of Sir George Schulte, who hired him as associate conductor in Chicago. Niccolo Paganini's last years were somewhat mixed, with highs and lows. He suffered from a variety of illnesses and took opium, causing a range of side effects, including erratic last-minute cancellations. He was a good friend of Berlioz and Rossini, and his violin technique led him to be called a phenomenon rather than a development. Today, you can pay your respects to Paganini at his tomb in Parma, Italy, or just stay tuned to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. We heard Paganini's Violin Concerto No. 1 in honor of our visit to Italy with Richard Strauss and Gian Andrea Noseda here on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3. Gian Andrea Noseda is the orchestra's Victor de Sabata guest conductor. The music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony is Manfred Honeck. Concert sound engineer is Bob Park. Our production intern, Steve Holinsky. The scriptwriter was Stephen Baum. Coordinating producer and production engineer, Brian Savar. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio music editor, Ricardo Schultz. This broadcast was a production of WQED Multimedia. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me.
PRI, Public Radio International.